The Life of the Automobile, A New History of the Motor Car, by Stephen Parisian, read by Mark Meadows. Chapter 1. Pioneers. Henry Ford died with exquisite irony during a power failure on the dark and stormy night of the 6th to the 7th of April 1947, whilst sleeping fitfully at his vast Dearborn, Michigan estate. On the 9th, his body lay in state in his mansion's cavernous ballroom, while almost 100,000 people filed by to pay their last respects. The next day, 20,000 spectators gathered in silence and in the pouring rain outside St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral in Detroit's Woodward Avenue. Inside the cathedral were assembled not only every leading figure from the global automobile industry, but also key members of Harry S. Truman's administration. It was as if a great international statesman had passed away. Outside, the whole of the city of Detroit came to a halt. Detroit City Hall hung a 30-foot portrait of Ford outside its doors, and thousands of citizens lined the route of Ford's funeral cortege as it made its way to Dearborn's Ford Cemetery, stoically ignoring the rain. The only jarring note, aside from the disappointing weather, was the car chosen to act as the hearse. It was, for some inexplicable reason, not a Ford, but a Packard. Someone had clearly blundered. Sadly, few of the mourners who came to Ford Cemetery that day had much personal affection for the late magnate. His obituaries were generally polite and kind. Only New York's PM dared to describe Ford's philosophy as a jungle of fear and ignorance and prejudice in social affairs. In truth, even most of Henry's family were relieved that he had finally passed. Nevertheless, the motor...